The COVID-19 pandemic had brought unemployment for several people in the country. In Ontario, it had been more than a year since the federal government decided to close several industries to stop the spreading of COVID-19. One of the industries that have been more impacted has been restaurants and bars. According to Restaurant Canada, more than 10,000 Canadian restaurants closed since March 2020. They also add that before COVID-19, food service was the fastest growing industry in Canada, generating $93 billion in sales in 2019. With those closures, many servers, people from the kitchen and baristas start being unemployed. To know more, we talk with Nimrod Preet, a former employee at Popeyes Brampton, who lost her job recently. She said that only a limited number of people could be at the store according to the public health guidelines, and because of the low demand for food, not many employees were needing a store, which results in layoffs.
That was my only income source, and I had to pay my rent, food, and bills also. Although my cousins did help me a bit, but it was still a very challenging time for me. I had to borrow money from my cousin. I still have to pay them back. Living in a new country was hard enough, and I lost my job on top of that. So it was pretty horrible. It took me more than 7 months, I guess, to find a stable job again.
We also have the experience of Camilo, a former barista in a Toronto restaurant, who lost his job and is still struggling since the pandemic.
As soon as the pandemic situation started, I was sent home, like as soon as everything was closed also here in Toronto. I had no more job. Like, I was worried about that. I had some chances, like, to go back to Colombia because I didn't have, like, any support for me to be here, like, to still be paying my expenses and everything.
The first Canadian government reaction was to start programs to support Canadians and businesses, but those benefits had some eligibility criteria. Most of the new immigrants, international students, and others could not qualify for that, which left many people in Canada in debt. Canada Create Employment Insurance, Canada Recovery Benefit, Mortgage Payment Deferral, Provincial and Territory Supports. And for businesses, they had Canada Emergency Wage Subsidy, extending the work sharing program, Canada Emergency Business Account, among others. Jasmine, as an international student that received that money for 1 month, is now wondering how to return that money because she is still struggling with the consequences of the pandemic.
So I knew that I wasn't eligible and I had to pay the money back in a certain period of time. Recently, I received a letter from CERB saying that I have to pay. I'm actually going to contact them and ask if I can pay payments month by month because I'm not able to pay at once.
Today, the economy of the world is still unstable and unknown. The normal has changed for everyone.
As I didn't have any job, so every day my life was based like on my home. It's really hard just being on a closed space, like just living in your home. And actually for me, it was pretty hard because I was living alone. I was living in a basement where sometimes I didn't have like any windows for me to watch like the daylight, I don't know, so.
Many people continue struggling with unemployment, mental health, and health issues. The world needs to work together to restructure everything and everyone for a new tomorrow. This is Joan Hernandez for Say News Toronto. This podcast was produced by Joan Hernandez and Jasmine Gill.